Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Draymond, he'll facilitate for Curry on the right wing. Curry, bounce past Draymond in traffic, up top the heel. Heel, penetration, over the shoulder to Wiggins. He's open, lets it fly. A three ball above the break, and the Warriors lead by 28 points, 83-55. Tell me about tonight. You didn't get off to the kind of scoring start, but you stayed really active. Yeah, you know, I'm looking down to you. All of a sudden, bang, you had seven rebounds in the middle of the first half. Tell me about that, and what were you trying to do out there tonight to keep yourself in the game, and maybe you weren't getting the touches or the shots that you would.
Yeah, I mean, every game's not going to be a scoring night. So I do what I can to help the team win, whether it's rebound, you know, defend, you know, just try to impact the game in, you know, different ways. We have a lot of weapons on this team, a lot of guys that can get going. You see Buddy got hot. He was a hot hand this game. You know, we're feeding him, and, you know, everyone else just, you know, falls in line and do what we got to do to win.
You know, it's funny because, you know, we've seen great shooters with the Warriors, and it just seems that Buddy's just going to fit right in.
Oh, he fits perfectly.
Tell me about you. Other than getting sick when you go to Hawaii, which I felt really bad about. Who gets sick when you go to Hawaii?
But, I know, right?
but you just look like you're at ease and that you're in great shape, like you want to have a big year.
Oh, for sure. You know, I just want to, you know, have a better year than last year, and, you know, just keep getting better and better and keep helping the team win in different ways.
What types of things do you want to do? Tell me a little more specifically about that.
I mean, just, you know, keep rebounding the ball, keep staying aggressive, shooting threes, and, you know, defend my ass off. You know, that's my goal.
Tell me, again, I wanted to see, we talked about Buddy Hield. What impact do you see De'Anthony Melton and Kyle Anderson have?
Oh, huge impacts. Those are high IQ guys, you know, that can play one through three. Melton, Kyle, great defenders, great hands. So they're going to be big for us. They're going to be huge.
And, you know, the other part about all three of those guys, including Buddy, they share the ball. You guys have 35 assists tonight. That's a really good number.
That's Warriors basketball. You know, we play together, play connected, and we can do anything.
And, Andrew, you had a very good night tonight. You didn't shoot it all well as you can, but you had 13 rebounds, five of them on the offensive glass. You had five assists. You had two block shots and finished with a double-double, 10 points and 13 rebounds. That is workmanlike, my friend.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Andrew Wiggins, our guest on the postgame show. Warriors go to 2-0 with a resounding 127-86 win over the Utah Jazz. The Jazz fall to 0-2. So Golden State heads home to take on the Clippers and back-to-back home games against the Pelicans on the 29th and the 30th. Kind of that rare, you know, we get a couple of those a year where you play a team twice in a row, either home or road, and this time it's the Pels who are coming to town for back-to-back games. No DeJounte Murray for the Pels with a fractured hand, but they still have Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram, and so that's a team that you really have to be wary of. But so I want to check out those games as well. Go to Warriors.com for ticket information. So the Warriors controlled this game after a slow start again. Both games that the Warriors have started really slow, only to rebound and take significant leads in the contest.